It's time for the Basser Hour. The Basser Hour is a look at issues that affect today's veteran. The Basser Hour is brought to you by www.hadit.com. If you need help with the VA, log on to hadit.com. Now, here's your host, Jay Basser.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the latest edition of the Basser Hour. Today is Tuesday, the 4th day of October, 2016. Had an interesting show today, and we're going to do some serious discussion. But first, I want to introduce my co-host, the one and only Mr. Gerald Cook out of Missouri. Gerald, how you doing today, bud?
Well, I'm doing all right. It's plenty warm here, sun shining, and my land's, I don't know, it's about 85 degrees or somewhere around there.
Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful day. Yeah, beautiful day.
It's a nice day like that here, too. Been pretty all day. So good. Of course, now you folks on the East Coast, if I had lived next to the coast, I think I'd be going inland because that hurricane, that's a bad boy, he's going to go right up the coast.
They showed the traffic leaving them areas, John, and they were bumper to bumper. I'd be getting out of Dodge, too.
Yeah, I'd take your RVs out, go a couple hundred miles inland and park it and wait till the storm's over and go back home.
You bet. Yeah, get out of there. Don't mess around with that stuff. Well, they're saying right now it's just going to run up the coastline right beside it. But they don't know for sure. You know, that's liable to go 10-20 miles inland.
I heard a report a while ago it was going to slam Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, right over dead on.
Yeah, so
lazy, a lot of people. That's a big tourist place, Myrtle Beach is.
Oh, yeah.
Big tourist, yeah. They got amusement parks and everything on the beach. So I'd be getting out of there.
These people better be heading for the high ground. You don't want to mess around with them hurricanes.
Everybody be safe. Get out of harm's way.
Yeah.
Gerald, we were discussing this issue last week, and this issue that we're going to talk about, the first one, I can't believe that the VA be allowed to do something this dastardly. How? In a VA hospital, how can they let bodies sit around and rot 45 days?
I don't know, John. I'm ashamed to even think about it. It's horrible. Now, they said they left that one a veteran in the body bag till they jellified. When they tried to move him, the body bag exploded. Now, come on, folks. These are veterans we're talking about being treated this way, and I don't know how many they had. Did they ever give a number? I mean, there's quite a few of them.
No,
it showed racks full of them. And, you can't do that. That's immoral.
Well, you know, anytime you have a body situation, if you're not going to embalm the body, you've got so many hours to get that body in the ground.
You need to get them buried.
That's law.
That's
law. Or if you embalm them, you know, they have to be embalmed so many hours, too. So what they're doing is criminal. That's abuse of a corpse.
That is criminal.
They should be arrested. They should be arrested.
You can be,
they should be arrested.
Charges brought against you for abusing a corpse.
Minimum.
Now, there's no reason for this.
No, there's not. The VA is in charge of cemetery systems. If somebody doesn't claim a body, give them so many days to claim the body, then not get it cremated and get it somewhere else.
Well, they can bury it, and then should a family member come along, Do we even know the family members were notified? There's a lot to this story that's not coming out. Is somebody drawing their checks? Are their checks still being sent out if they were receiving disability or compensation?
I'm sure they put the time of death in the computer.
Well, I would hope so. Do we even know that? I mean, you know.
I don't know whether they know the past way because they cut that check off. And they cut that check off quicker than.
Well, I know one guy they didn't. That was Will.
Yeah,
that was a heck of a deal. And they just kept mailing his check. I call them and say, no, don't. Don't do that. And they
did
it anyway.
You have some copy district, didn't you? You have some copy district.
What did I do? I think I did. I got my hands on a copy of it and sent it to them. Of course, they wanted to give them all the pertinent information, you know, where they could talk to them.
They didn't know the family. The family didn't know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took me forever.
When you travel around the U.S. On a bicycle, when you travel around Texas on a bicycle, you might get you.
Well, he spent about 4 or 5 years riding the bicycles around the country.
Yeah.
But he finally he'd stop at one VA and then another.
Yeah.
He ended up
somewhere in Texas, wasn't it?
It was in Waco, Texas. He committed suicide. And so sorry to hear. I was calling I knew he was in the Waco VA, and I got a hold of him there. And then they put me in contact with the county, and then the county somehow had their county sheriff where he had done it in a motel there. He called me back and told me his story on it and said he even took his laptop, turned it on with the camera on and showed him. Videoed the whole scene. Because the first thing I thought, well, there's foul play involved here. But he said, no, there wasn't. He said, we have his laptop and the whole thing videoed there where he used a belt and tied it up on the lamp there, I guess. It was a bad way to go. But every time I talk to him, he's saying, you know, all right. Having a heck of a time meeting different people, you know. But, you know, they didn't hold his body for 45 days. Took him out and buried him. They knew he was a veteran. They buried him in a military plot down there.
Good.
And he said, should the family ever want to claim his body, they can come down here, and we know right where he's at. And
good deal.
They would. Of course, he had all of his data there, so they know who to get the tombstone for. But they don't sit around on their bodies. And I can't believe the VA would do that. That's really disrespectful.
Here's Fox News version. You ready?
Yeah.
An Illinois veteran fired hospital already under fire for excessive wait times, festering black mold, and kitchen cockroaches faces a new shame. The bodies of dead patients left unclaimed in the morgue up to 2 months of 60 days without proper burial. That's from a whistleblower. The identity of the whistleblower is not being revealed because the VA may retaliate. It's Edward J. Hines, Junior VA Hospital's handling of veterans' remains in case their families have not come forward to claim the body. The complaint singled up Mr. Christopher Wirtz, the Chief of Patient Administrative Services, saying the Chief of PAS has the funds available, yet has no sense of urgency to lay the veteran to rest. Sense of urgency after a person dies to get him in the ground is not whether you want to do it or not. It's you have to get them embalmed or you have to have them in the ground within so many hours. If they're embalmed, they can stay open as long as they need to be. But if they're not embalmed, which these folks ain't embalmed, you know, they have to be in the ground because after so many days, you can't embalm a dead body. I was thinking
well,
it'd be
no,
impossible.
The blood's already hardened
up.
Calcified or whatever they call it.
Senator
yeah.
Mark Kirk, he's a Republican out of Illinois. His office received the complaint with emails, is now calling for the dude's firing in his statement, plan the hospital. I think they need to fire the director and everybody involved. Says the hospital has been overrun with cockroaches and mold and left vets waiting for care for months on secret waiting lists. So they were part of scheduled gate. They've reached a new low in the treatment of our veterans in this business. You know, they have reports of bodies left to decompose for months on end. The whistleblower who has spoken to Kirk's office described a horrible issue in a letter to the Inspector General. Some veterans remain have been left for over 45 days or more until they're in their stacked capacity at times. Then at least one occasion, a body liquefied and the bag burst when staff tried to move it. This is crazy. He started in December 2015. This guy started blowing the whistle. And I heard one of the presidential candidates mention involving bodies at the VA the other day. I didn't understand what he was talking about till now. Did you hear him?
No.
Yeah.
It's
all them bodies, yeah.
Now, that's you know. This is one VA. What if this is going on throughout the country?
Could be.
Who is checking this out? Go to the nearest VA and see if you can get down to the morgue and look around. We don't want our veterans laying there.
I wonder if they told the cops on you before you got down there, too, sir.
He'd probably be a member of the bunch on the racks. I don't know. This is sickening. It certainly is.
Well, it's just a sad situation.
Oh, folks, let me give you our call-in number here if you have a question or comment. Our number is 347-237-4819. Our call-in number, once again, is 347-237-4819. So if you have a question or comment, please call in. John, I don't know. I think it's the call for an investigation for every veterans hospital out there that's equipped with a morgue.
Well, that's true. That's true. Pretty bigger cities probably going to be the one to take the most because they got the biggest.
And how much of an attempt is there to notify the veterans' families? I realize there might be some families that, for whatever reason,
Well, if they get bonuses for notifying people, then they'd be doing a pretty good job. If they don't get bonuses for it, maybe they ain't even doing it at all.
Well, maybe that's where the problem is. Were these families indeed notified? I know the veteran knows that they had expired.
They weren't notified.
Yeah.
But
there's got to be a lot to this story that's not meeting the eye. And are some of those veterans' checks still being deposited because the VA does use direct deposit? I'd look into that.
Well, if they passed away in the hospital, you know they cut them off already.
Well, I wouldn't swear to that, John. I know the VA hospital down there in Texas, there at Waco, was notified that Will had terminated, and yet his check kept going to the bank because I was getting the bank statements.
I want to say somebody at the sheriff's office dropped the ball. They phoned them to be the yard line.
Well, I'd even talk to the VA and say, hey, you got this check going in there. Last I knew of, he had $65,000 in there. I said, quit sending me these statements.
$65,000. They had $65,000 in the bank. How long did they pay him after that?
I don't know how much service connected he was.
Wow.
I think he was getting, he'd been dead a long time. And
you heard that?
It just didn't make sense.
A year and a half at least.
Yeah, it was a long time, John. They just kept sending that money.
Yeah.
I finally got tired of calling them.
I don't know, they arrested a gal here last year. Was the last arrested in Texas. But I think her father died.
Yeah.
And they found his body in the storage compartment here, storage container.
Oh?
They found his body. And then they looked for her in Texas and found her mother passed away. And I guess she kept her in the freezer or something, drawing themselves Social Security checks off of it.
No kidding.
Goes to show you again, if there's money involved, look out, it's going cheap.
Yeah.
I guess now she's got the iron bar range.
Well, it's where she should be.
Just there for Halloween in pumpkin covered jumpsuit.
But when you keep telling them and telling them, you know, and they. So, my way of thinking is it could be a group of these veterans still drawing a check.
Well, it could be. Of course, now, I wonder whose responsibility it is if they can't notify the next of kin to notify the regional officer their check needs to be stopped.
Well, I don't know. I called and told them. And I even sent them an email, I think.
Of course, you know, we're talking about Chicago, too. And more people have died in Chicago in 8 years than was killed in the Iraq War.
Yeah.
The place is kind of like a war zone itself.
Well, it is a war zone. Law and order has just, for whatever reason, fell by the wayside in most of the town or city.
Well,
it's going to take a lot of work to clean that mess up. And I got a feeling probably bad as I hate to say it, the National Guard, but I believe the local police can do it. I have all the faith in the world in the police, but you can't arrest them every time they bust somebody, you know. Hell, everybody's looking to jump on the police officers for trying to do their job. Don't people realize what a disaster that place is? It's not safe for man nor beast there.
I heard they did a sting years ago in Chicago and took a city bus. And they had a stunt driver, and he hit a pole with it and went off the road.
Yeah. Yeah,
I reckon 17 people got on that bus claim they was on it when it hit the pole.
Yeah. Trying to collect insurance money.
Mm-hmm.
I think they arrested a bunch of them, too.
People don't even get their hands on the money. We had a guy here in Louisville, Kentucky, that worked at a cemetery. He deported, I forget how many cars he reported stolen over his lifetime, but they found them all. They was all buried in that cemetery.
All buried in a cemetery.
Where's your sign? You know, man, that's just, I mean, it's not funny. It's not a laughing matter, especially when you got some bodies like that, because, you know, that's disrespectful. That is definitely something to take care of. I hope to hear some type of action taken soon by either Congress or by the FBI, because it's got to be investigated, because that is bad.
This is, I don't know how much lower the VA can get. Every time I think it can't get no lower, something like this crops up.
Mm-hmm.
There is just no excuse for this.
Mm-hmm. It is not.
How much ground is that hospital on that where the morgue is? I'd have a backhoe out there digging graves.
Mm-hmm.
They're entitled to be properly buried.
Their VA is in charge of the cemetery system, okay?
Well, then, they got a bunch of people in the morgue. Why ain't they doing something?
They're in charge of it, so. Any federal cemetery, they're in charge of it. So that means,
well,
that they should.
This just goes to show how inept the VA is. Anybody that would even sit back and not throw a fit about this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would urge anybody to write the representative about this too. You know, feeling, you know, this is something needs to be looked at.
Yeah.
It needs to be a committee looked at, but no committee. It needs to be looked at, but there needs to be a congressional investigation.
And people's families, why aren't these veterans' bodies being claimed? Surely there's not that many that has people don't care nothing for, you know.
I can see a couple. I can see a couple being homeless and dying, things like that. But
yeah.
That many of them? Somebody dropped the ball and notified the family, too.
That's got to be. That's got to be right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. It's plain old sorry, this is what I think it is. I'm no sorry. I don't know. Make you scratch your head, don't it?
Well, it sure makes you angry.
Hopefully, we'll get straightened out, though. But I like to see that dude gone. I wouldn't see him tonight. I wouldn't trust him to be gone.
Yeah. You know, we got, well, I hadn't, John, you had this with all the other shenanigans the VA's pulling. We got them, the veterans dying because they can't get into an appointment.
Schedule
now
day.
We got veterans dying, they won't even bury.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a part of their families.
Let's see this. Let's look in the past scandal in the last 8 years. We can do that. So,
yeah.
The first one was called Shreddergate. They started shredding information.
Yeah, Shreddergate.
OEH, remember? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
OEH for information.
And just literally, then they put them on hard drives and hit the delete button. Oh, that's a little quicker now. We don't have box of meat shredders.
That's what you might learn at, huh?
Yeah. We don't need 300 shredders. We got a delete button now. It works so much smoother.
Name another. There's more.
Yeah.
More scandals.
Let's make this guy piles up with this other guy.
Yeah. And leads up to schedule gate where, you know, guys are buying one to get their appointment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you do get
an
appointment, they kill you. They kill you off, they ain't even going to bury you.
Now we got body gate.
Next thing you know, they'll have a soap factory out there like the Germans.
I think I know a new one. A new one.
Huh?
I know a new one.
What's that?
A newer scandal. It's called Housebound Gate. You heard Housebound Gate?
Housebound Gate.
Housebound Gate.
Oh, Housebound Gate. Oh,
that
don't make no sense either.
Guys, we discussed these SMCs before on the show. But again, I will reiterate what it takes to get the SMC. To get the SMC of K, you have to have a loss of use of the peripheral organ, like the kidneys or another organ that's, you know, a lot of people get when they take a blood pressure medicine. Education, distraction, feeling.
Yeah.
And that's about $100 a month. That's the SMC K. Some folks refer to it as special K, like a cereal. Okay, you can get 3 Ks until you get a bump up in something else. So, now, if you're a service-connected veteran and you have a total disability rating, some law says that be 100%, some don't. And I think the rating is pretty straight. It says total, it doesn't say 100%. And you just took 100% off there and started running with it. For example, if you lose your leg, you know, and the VA's only give you 60%, it still has to be told. Understand?
Yeah.
So if you have another disability, a combination of this disability equals 60%, they're supposed to pay you house payment. You know, the report from the IG says they've been attacked. That's one of the issues, not paying veterans, you know, what they do. So, we'll see how that goes. Now, the only other way to get SNCS is to be officially declared to be housebound. That means you are stuck to your house. Okay? And most people only get that if they get any attendance, which is a little bit less than safe. But the VA, according to the IG, they've been prancing around to trying to get out of that pay. You see that report, Bill?
Yeah.
We'll make that part 2 of tonight's show.
And that adapted housing, now that comes in here to play.
About 1,000?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be. Yeah, qualifying for that is like going to a three-ring circus, I guess, from what I could read on it.
I think they put you on a city bus and had to go 10 blocks. But at the 10 blocks, they start shooting at you on both sides. You survive the 50 years. The gauntlets.
Yeah, you're on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's...
No,
go ahead.
Actually, we'll get that. You have to have certain disabilities, right?
Yeah.
So you have to be certain to make the loss of use of something. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So either one arm, one leg, or some other stuff like that in order to get that grant.
I think you have to have the loss of two limbs, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. You know, one, or one limb or something else, like eyesight, vision.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or burn victims.
Mm-hmm.
And blind.
Mm-hmm.
There's all sorts of...
That's gonna be.
Huh?
What do they do for you, Drew? What do they do for you in that situation? You know?
Well, now, they will give you some money. You can get a walk-in tub or something, but then you got to go through the hoops and get approved three appraisals, I think, and then I guess the VA picks which one to use. It'd be the cheapest one, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And now, aren't you allowed more than one of them adapted housing grants?
Don't quote me, I believe you are.
I think you're allowed three, was what I read. And that depends. That depends. As to your disability rating. And so sometimes it might be just two.
Yeah.
But then we got this other one besides it. Now, what's that one Alex using?
Independent living.
Oh, independent living one. Now, that's one I advise everyone to look into if you're high enough rated.
Mm-hmm. Well, you qualify for it, which you should be.
Look into that one. See, what is ILP, it's called, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one you can look into. Right now, the only thing, I know a guy could do is be sure you keep in contact with your family members and stay out of the VA hospitals, because if you die there, you're liable to just, that's be as far as you get. They don't seem too big a hurry to take you out and bury you like they should.
Mm-hmm.
So you just might become a missing person.
Mm-hmm. Part of that.
Why don't they post the name of them veterans they got laying in there?
They might as well should. If you catch on independent living, if you qualify for that, you know, they come and do an assessment. And, you know, if you need certain things to help can improve your quality of life, that's a good for you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, they're probably not buying a new car and truck, but, or a bass boat or a camper, but, you know, they have to put a lot of stuff. So,
I would check into that ILP, and also this adaptive housing. Now, that's worth checking into for a lot of veterans.
It is, especially if you're in a wheelchair.
Yeah, especially if you got a wheelchair. They'll put you in wheelchair ramps, and I guess they'll even widen your doors for you, won't they, John?
36 inches, I'll be looking one day. You have to get in back in the wheelchair, you know.
I don't know what their limits are. I've read everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, anywhere from 6,000 up to 200,000.
Up to $200,000?
Yeah.
Well.
So it's worth looking into. Yeah, that's pretty nice. And the automobile lounge. Don't forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a need for an automobile.
Next time we get on one of that dream trips on, we'll explain the program to us and see if you guys send it back.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know how to deal today. It'd be bad, though.
Did you get any? See, what do they allow you on vehicle allowance?
Is it 20,000?
Is it 20? I think it is 20.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a pretty good chunk of change.
Mm-hmm.
You can use that as down payment on a nice vehicle, a van if you needed it, or a nice pickup.
Yeah. That's pretty sad, isn't it? Saying $20,000 a down payment. You should be able to buy a new Cadillac for $20,000.
Yeah. You can buy a farm for less than that.
Mm-hmm.
You won't today.
Mm-hmm. It's all about greed and need.
Yeah.
Talk about that. But here's what it is. Was what it was. So let's touch a little more on this issue we were discussing about the IG report on the failure to award SNCS to deserving veterans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's pretty sad, you know.
Well, it is sad.
See, SNCS is not a claim. It's an ancillary benefit award to veterans who qualify to meet the criteria to get that, okay?
Yeah.
That's pretty sad.
Well, it is.
That's right.
What's a veteran to do, though?
Well, as long as there's proof out there what they're doing, I'd be getting me a lawyer.
Well, I think you're right. That's about the only options poor guys got. I don't know if you could turn something like that into the claims process or not. I guess you could.
Mm-hmm.
go that route, let them deny you. And then if you had a team of lawyers jump in there and help you, you might be able to do something. But on a lot of this stuff, you got to get someone that's well-versed in the VA laws and the 38 CFR and the M21?
M21, yeah. M21-1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it boiled down to the point the VA's going to drag everything out as long as possible. And they've learned the waiting game very well. And they're an experts at it.
Right.
So, that's what you need to strive to do is figure out how to get around the waiting game. If you can keep things moving forward, but when they move at the VA's speed, so as long as they think you're sitting there ready for them, they're not going to move.
Well, I got one thing, Ben. It's scared me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For them, the turtle was from the race car.
Yeah.
Well,
at least you can use a writ of mandamus, but even at that, your chances are you're going to be left still sitting.
They're going to blow you off anyways. They don't care if you got a writ of mandamus. They don't care if you got to go get something. They don't care.
I don't think they care about nothing.
They don't care. I think they're above the law. They don't care.
If they leave bodies in the morgue till they liquefy, you know they don't care.
Now, here's a new one. Veterans Benefits Administration reviews a special monthly compensation housebound benefits from the Inspector General. You know that dude, don't you? Dude that works in the investigates all this stuff and writes it up and they take it and throw it away?
Yeah. Yeah.
They conducted a review to determine whether the Veterans Benefits Administration properly granted entitlement to all statutory housebound special monthly compensation benefits for living veterans with a single disability rate is 100%, and more and more disability rate is 60%. They focus on whether the VA failed to pay or delayed paying any of these benefits. Well, success access and evaluation of veterans receiving compensation, housebound rate, including statutory housebound and regular housebound. In fact, well, or S&C that have been incorrectly coded as housebound benefits. From March 1st, 2015 to February 2016, the first review focused on a population of 186,000 living veterans cases nationwide that at some point were entitled statutory housebound. I think that was part of that. S&C benefits based on a single disability rated 100 or one or more, which independently rated 60%, was March 10, 2015. To address the second objective, we reviewed the population of about 98,400 veterans cases nationwide receiving housebound for any reason as of March 10, 2015. Since the compulsory objective, we reviewed applicable laws, regulations, policies, procedures, and guidelines. We also interviewed appropriate VBA management employees and other officials. We conducted on-site interviews of VBA management staff at 8 VA regional offices from September to November. The regional offices were Atlanta, Georgia, Cleveland, Ohio, Lincoln, Nebraska, Nashville, Tennessee, St. Petersburg, Florida, Seattle, Washington, Waco, Texas, and Winston-Salem, North Carolina. They took a random sample of 250 cases with eligibility statutory house style benefit based on veterans having a single day with better day off. Reviewed a random sample of 247 cases. Veterans had regular housebound. What we found errors in 45 of 215 cases, 18%, with veterans were entitled to statutory housebound benefit based on having a disability of 160. Errors included failure to grant housebound benefits, failure to pay housebound benefits that had been granted, and prematurely reducing housebound benefits.
My land.
Yeah.
18%.
Huh?
18% error. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's horrible.
Mm-hmm. Actually, they said the staff failed to grant the benefit and overlooked it. And the electronic reminder was not effective. That is Doro de Caca. You know what that means?
Caca?
Doro de Caca. You folks can look that up after that in the Spanish dictionary.
Well, I think I know what caca is.
33,400 housebound errors and 186,000 claims.
Man.
That's too much, brother.
Yeah. I went to Bonita today. I've seen a lot of them pretty buggered up down there.
That's pretty sad, right?
It is sad.
So if you're out there and think you should, if you got 100 plus 60, you're not getting housebound?
Put in for it.
Something's wrong.
That should be automatic.
Hey, well, that's the problem. They treat everything like a claim. You need to write them a letter, 44-138. Hello, here's my name, my claim number, so-and-so. I am ready at 100 plus 60%. Here's my rating schedule. Effective this date, my award date, and this percentage, I'm supposed to be getting housebound. SECS. Where in the hell is it?
That's right. You should not have a claim on it.
No. Just throw a mistake. They should fix it in 30 seconds. That's just like your dependents. And your dependents, you win your claim, they say, well, put your dependents on it. It shouldn't take them 6 months to add your dependents. That should be done in 5 minutes.
Yeah, but we know some has took quite a while, don't we? They've had it. Trying to get their dependents.
That's sad, man. If they owe you housebound, you're not getting it. They're going to tell you it's a mistake, this and that, and this and that, all this other stuff. We're working on your claim. First of all, this is not a claim. It's an ancillary benefit. And then they treat everything like a claim, but it's not a claim. A claim is a claim of benefits. This is not a benefit. This is an ancillary benefit because you've already won your claim.
No need to have to repile.
Right. Hopefully you didn't.
Anytime you file a claim, you're looking at a year, year and a half to 5 years.
Hopefully that changed pretty soon.
Yeah, I hope.
Yeah, so. Because to tell you the truth, in the past 8 years, this whole situation has been nothing but a rolling train wreck. It's always one fiasco, one scandal after another.
Yes, it is. When's the last time veterans even got a little raise? About 3 years ago?
Four out of 7 years we've not received it because of living increase. It's 65 out of 8.
You know, something I wasn't aware of was fuel. and food. Those items do not enter in the cost of living. And that's what goes up, Sky.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, why did them all of a sudden fall out of the equation? They shouldn't have fell out
actually,
of the equation.
I'm kind of glad fuel got at it.
Well, right now, fuel is down.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it ain't going to take long for it to go up.
Uh-huh. Well, food should be included.
Food definitely should be included.
Mm. Remember back when food, when gas went to $4 a gallon, and people said, oh, they started telling you to go for it, you had to raise food because they paid extra freight.
Yeah.
Well, they raised the prices by 20%. Well, gas came back down to half that, and guess what?
Food didn't drop in.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact. Ain't lowering prices.
No, they ain't lowering prices.
These stores have these sales. They raise prices on 10 out of them and put 10 on sale. Mm.
Another thing everybody can do is buy American.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so much of our food's been grown overseas now.
You can find it. My sister-in-law goes to the co-op, and she gets her vegetables from the co-op. It's the first time we're getting vegetables.
Yeah.
We're good. Really good. Of course, you want to get fresh vegetables this time of year, you better put it in the house. Let go of stuff
well,
you know, you know?
Yeah. I'm sitting here trying to figure out what we're going to do with these bodies in Chicago.
Well, Chicago's a famous place for what? What's Chicago famous for? The Great Fire in Chicago? Was that a fire? They had World Fair in Chicago, and they had Al Capone in Chicago, right? Had,
yeah.
Had Valentine's Day Massacre. Then they had Rob Lagoya, bitch, you know, remember him?
Yeah.
He tried to sell Obama's seat, and they prosecuted him for it. I don't think he's guilty, but he did it anyway.
Well,
Chicago's always been a town of corruption.
Well, I'm afraid this probably don't stop at Chicago. That's a bad thing about it. We certainly need an investigation going on, third party investigation going on real fast here.
Not attached to the VA in any shape, form, or fashion.
Right.
A separate entity who reports to someone else other than somebody at the VA. That's the only way you're going to fix this whole problem. Those companies can fix this problem, girl.
Ah, man, that's serious.
This quality assurance company can fix this problem. It sure are.
I can't believe all these veterans service organizations, the American Legion, the VFW, the Vietnam veterans, these people are not hollering. Purple Hearts, the...
Mm-hmm. Mop. Mop H. Mop. Well, have you ever seen a line of prisoners walking down the road and they got their hands in front of them? And they got what's got their hands connected again?
Well, somebody's
chain
gang. Yeah, chain gang.
Well, that's the problem. These guys' hands are tied. I'm not going to say nothing. This is political. They get free rent.
Well, they got to say something, surely.
Yes,
how could they live with themselves?
They say that their bylaws are ultimate. Their ultimate reliance or alliance goes to where?
Well,
so
go to the BA.
Right. And you see that in other places in the world, too. You know, you open leadership lies in another area, and you make bad decisions trying to protect the other area. You know, that's kind of a atmosphere in this country. I'm not stating names like that, but I mean, just take a look and see what's happening. You make your own mind up. Same thing. Nobody wants
well,
to point
we need
and
that,
this will work out.
That motorcycle group.
They're getting retaliated against, right?
Yeah.
And you blow the whistle on a big enough person, you ought to get retaliated against.
Yeah, you love being amongst the rest of them laying there rotting. Who's that motorcycle group that goes around supporting veterans?
Good morning.
They're called who?
Freedom Riders or what? I know they used to
Freedom
go out
they might be Freedom Riders or Patriot Riders or something. Patriots.
Something like that. Patriot, yeah.
Now, if they took their motorcycles to Chicago there and circled that hospital,
mm-hmm.
and say, now we want...
Small.
Well, they no telling. Yeah, they probably would.
Yeah, who's the mayor of Chicago?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's a Democrat, though. Not that
no,
there's anything wrong with being a Democrat.
He's history. He has a history. Rahm Emanuel. That's fine for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the White House Chief of Staff.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Ain't nothing gonna be done, Chicago.
Well,
So sorry for the guys in Chicago. Four thousand people died up there 8 years. Over 4,000 now.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Law and order.
4,000 people. Yeah. I mean, how many kills every weekend?
Oh, a bunch, John.
Mm-hmm.
200-300 every weekend, ain't it?
It's crazy. It's a crazy number. So, I don't know. It's bad. It's just pathetic.
Law and orders must be restored there or they're going to lose the whole damn town.
Disabled veterans in
Detroit,
Chicago.
It's collapsing. Chicago is, crime has just literally... I wouldn't live in Chicago for nothing.
You can disable
you
that 100% live in Chicago. I'd put for sale sign in yard head south. You treat all
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, you bet.
Mm-hmm.
They've allowed the gangs to take over, and the police, you know, when they were trying to do something, they're the ones that... suffered the consequences. Wasn't the criminals.
Yep. True. Well, buddy, we're out of time.
Well, it was pretty interesting. It's a good thing we done it. We wanted to get this out on these bodies. Poor veterans.
Thanks for co-hosting, girls. Folks, we'll probably have us a hat show later on in the week. We'll do another bachelor show next week. So I better get off here because the time's fixing to run out. So stay tuned next week for another show, and thanks for listening.
Okay, thank y'all.
Thank you, Gerald.
You have been listening to the Bachelor Hour. The Bachelor Hour is brought to you by Haddit.com. Stay tuned next week for another edition of the Bachelor Hour and the Haddit.com Blog Talk Radio Show. Thanks for listening.